Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The response to COVID is a lot worse than COVID, and COVID isn't about a virus. It's about increasing government control over our lives by using fear tactics to make people comply with giving up the rights and freedoms that millions of people fought and died for.
Cool. And what do you say to the people that we spoke to, some of the people across the street? They're saying you guys are all stupid, that a lot of them say mandatory mask outside is what they want. How do you respond to people who are against what you're standing for here today?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I just came from Netherlands. The Dutch are not stupid people. They're smart, they're independent, and they have balls. So guess what? They have no masks. They have 17 million people. If you go to a train station, maybe 1 out of 20 people is scared enough to wear a mask. Their bars are open. The girls are still working. You can go smoke a joint in their coffee shops. You can eat in their restaurants. They're open till 2 o'clock in the morning, and they've had less than 200 people up to age 60 die. When I was also Amsterdam is one of the top three cities in all of Europe for international travel. 50 million visitors a year from all over the world.
This is the video of him in September of last year. They predicted the lockdowns would come back again. He's going to join me tomorrow for a special broadcast that's going to be taped to air. So it's like it's live. I'm going to start taping at noon. I'm going to go for 2 hours. Then we can add a lot of articles and documents that really boost the show up. And then it'll start streaming at tape to air. It's like it's live, but it's not. At 4 p.m. Central tomorrow. That way it'll be basically commercial free and streamed over the InfoWars network and any stations that want to pick it up. But everybody loves those Saturday shows. They always go viral because Saturday's a dead time, but there's actually not much media being put out on Saturday. So we find something put out on Saturday goes the most viral. So I appreciate Chris Guy coming on. In the 3 minutes we've got now, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. You're a smart cookie. You laid out everything in the last year. What's coming next with these monsters?
Oh, my God. You read my freaking mind. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. Because right now, I've been trying to warn people. I did lives about this a couple months ago to tell people this is going to happen. They're going to declare a third wave. They've already pretty much declared it with their mainstream media, even though there's nothing. They even started building a giant field hospital at Sunnybrook Hospital that's going to be completely empty unless the vaccinated people start getting sick. But they're going to declare a third wave. They've already been pretending like they're trying to open us. In reality, it's the next bait and switch, and they're going to try to lock us down. They know that if they can lock us down now, they can lock us down until probably about May, and they're going to knock out another 10-15% of Canada's businesses, which is like chopping another arm off of the country. And that's their plan. Their plan is to let you think you're coming off this lockdown, but really they're going to declare this third wave in Canada. I'm talking about Canada right now. I don't know about the rest of the world.
Oh, they're doing it here for sure. They're going to do it right. I think they'll launch it in August. I think by August they'll announce the third wave. What do you think?
No. Here they're already announcing it as we speak. Like, as I speak, they're announcing the so-called third wave in Canada, in Ontario right now, and probably by next week, they're going to start telling people that they're going to be pulling the emergency brake on opening, and they're going to start rolling people back into what they call the gray zone.
Sure, and then for us later, we're always 6 months behind you guys in other countries because they beta tested there first. I totally agree with you. Like, I've seen them saying, oh, we may not be able to reopen. So, again, they dangle in front of you. Well, it's like Biden said, maybe you can have a backyard cookout if you behave yourself on July 4th.
Yeah, that's basically what they're telling you. They're basically telling you, sorry, guys, it's too dangerous to open up. It's too dangerous to allow you to work. It's too dangerous to remove these travel restrictions.
Well, the answer is to recall every one of their asses.
We got to hold every single one of them accountable. Remember when the masks were supposed to be for 1 month, people? Now it's been over a year. If the masks were going to work, they would have worked by now. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So now they're doubling down on the masks, and they extended the mask mandate indefinitely. It doesn't even expire in 2022. So what do you think they're planning on doing? You think they're planning on giving you your lives and your freedoms back, or you think they're planning on prolonging this year after year after year, the longer they can get you to comply? I ask people why they're complying, and I have three different answers. One person, some people are afraid of the virus. That's very few. A lot of people are afraid of the government or afraid of getting kicked out of the store. And then the other very common answer, which is the most terrifying to me, and I want this to be the last thing people hear, is people say they just want to follow the rules. How do you follow rules that are 100% against your best interest? How do you follow rules that you know are going to destroy your family and ruin your child's future?
That lead you to a horrible place. You're a hero, Chris. You make me feel better to know there's men and women like you out there. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. God bless. We'll be right back.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. Gets 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What would happen if you gave Bill Gates truth serum? Well, really what you get, he admits he wants to depopulate the earth, wants to get rid of old people, thinks humans are horrible. His dad ran Planned Parenthood and the World Eugenics Society. His mother headed up the foundation of the founder of IBM for eugenics. He was the number two guy under Hitler, Thomas Watson. Ran Cold Springs Harbor. Can't make this up. Yeah, Cold Springs Harbor actually trained the Nazis, trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute that actually trained the Nazis, and Joseph Mengele that trained at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And so he pretty much tells you what he's going to do to you. But an animator put together some of the real quotes of Gates, along with some of the things that are actually said in their white papers, like Operation Lockstep, Event 201, and others. And this is what they came up with, and it's damn accurate. So this is Bill Gates on Truth Serum.
Hello, useless eaters. As your unqualified, non-elected global human health overlord, I'd like to take this opportunity to flaunt my position of power and influence over society and share some of my plans for you and your future. When I amassed my fortune in computer software, I demonstrated that I was willing to lie, steal code, cheat my partners, and exercise monopolistic control to destroy my competitors. Now that I've retired, I can rebrand myself as a humanitarian. With my for-profit foundation masquerading as a charity, I can advocate for population reduction and sponsor mass human experiments with unproven vaccines in vulnerable populations. Like my father, a powerful banker, eugenicist, and Rockefeller crony himself, it's always been my ambition to decide who lives and, more importantly, how many have to die. Whether it's under the guise of climate change or world health, it's really all about controlling and culling the human herd for fun and profit. In November of last year, I hosted Event 201, a war game simulation of a global pandemic. Leaders from private corporations, global banks, governments, and the media got together to strategize ways they could align in lockstep when responding to a worldwide health crisis. Using a coordinated campaign of fear-mongering, intimidation, social shaming, and economic blackmail, we realized that we could get around dangerous philosophies like individual liberty and national sovereignty. With an obedient population, we would be free to implement our own top-down solutions like forced quarantines, social distancing, contact tracing, and mandatory testing as a means to seize technocratic control of society. Now imagine my excitement when we had the opportunity to declare our own global pandemic. It was my chance to look like the Nostradamus of public health and to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control freaks instituted harsh rules and draconian lockdowns. Even after our dire predictions proved false, scared and well-meaning people continued to submit to the arbitrary and foolish demands of their so-called leaders. Having achieved global lockdown and medical martial law, we'll continue to hold hostage your ability to congregate, work, travel, or do just about anything until we're prepared to roll out our bigger plan. I'd like to call this Pandemic One, because believe me, we have others in the works. Our final solution is to have you begging for us to vaccinate, tag, and digitally track each one of you like livestock. Not only will my foundation enjoy legal immunity and trillions in profits, but these mandatory experimental vaccines will move us so much further down the road to absolute centralized global control. If only my good friend Jeffrey Epstein had been here to celebrate with me aboard the Lolita Express. So remember, global citizens, this will end when I say it ends. Could be a year, maybe 2 years, maybe never. I guarantee that if we have our way, it will be at least until you're not able to do anything to stop it. Just surrender your personal freedom and common sense to our fear merchants and government and the media, because none of this works unless you all go along with it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to do some augmented reality spirit cooking with Marina Abramovich. Bye now.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Shishi Pink?
Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
But not if big tech has its way.
All right, we did it for an hour yesterday, and it was incredible. It was incredibly nightmarish, but they don't want you to be heard. They don't want you to tell your story of what happened when you took the vaccine or what happened to your father, your mother, your neighbor. They've tried to silence, you know, the families of famous sports stars that have died after taking the vaccine. And here we are on over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations. And, of course, at band.video with audio and video streams, InfoWars.com. And our audience is so precious. It's a giant audience. But the system does everything it can to keep us from reaching new people. That's why everything is about you sending out the live links to the show from InfoWars.com. We put the live feed up, please. I want to show people the name of the day's show. We give each show a title. Getting the articles, getting the videos on your text message, on your email, on your word of mouth, getting those out to people so they understand the truth. People are very, very hungry right now. There's the headline. Must watch Friday Live. The mark of the beast is here. Walmart joins Communist China EU with medical social credit score. And here it is out of the New York Times. Walmart becomes largest U.S. vaccine provider to join push for digital vaccine credentials. They say you may even need it in the future to go in their store. Oh, remember they had the U.N. call for it all? People go, oh, that'll never happen. And I said, you watch. They'll just keep calling for it until you get used to it. Now, in the U.K., they promised they wouldn't do it. It was a conspiracy theory. The internal documents came out. They were planning a year ago to roll this out. That was in Operation Lockstep 10 years ago. Crimson Contagion 2 years ago. It's all planned out. And everything they plan out, they pull until we say no. So they're just hitting us with everything they've got right now. No government would authorize mRNA gene therapy because in the human studies it caused so much cancer and death. And boy in the bubble syndrome. Look it up. Showed you mainline news yesterday. And so now they're just bum rushing us on every single front, and they're admitting that the vaccines are actually causing new virus strains that are actually deadlier than what was happening before, which again is part of the plan. It's in the Rockefeller Foundation documents that I'm going to hit at the start of the next hour, but I want to give the number out. I want to take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, specifically on one subject. in this first hour, because we have a phone system that takes 20 calls. And I probably only get like 10 calls an hour. But when I go through that board of calls, then I'm going to open the phones up again, because I'm going to be hosting the fourth hour, so we have a lot of time today. So let's say at the bottom of the next hour, we will shift out of that all-important topic to another big one, end-of-the-world stuff. Biden's people being absolutely shut down by the communist Chinese at the first big summit in Alaska yesterday. Total disrespect for Biden. Total disrespect for America by North Korea, because they know he's a puppet. And on their payroll, and Biden said, I'm going to let Xi Jinping do whatever he wants. He can run Hong Kong. He can run Taiwan. He can kill the Uyghurs if he wants. Remember what he said on CNN? That's the real policy. And so China doesn't see that as strength. They see that as weakness. So they rub our nose in it on international TV. And Putin didn't start it. Biden said, oh, you know, I'll take him out of the shed and kick his ass, like he said about Trump. He's like, well, you know, he's a killer. He's a piece of garbage. He's about to get it. We're about to show him. And this is all coming out of these globalist idiots who absolutely are totally bought off and sold out a bunch of dirtbag lawyers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's the Alex Jones Show, starring Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and the rest of the great crew. But I tell you, we're not in Mayberry anymore, are we? No, we're not. Imagine if you could get in a time machine and go back into the past. Would you go there? You know, I don't think I would. Because back then we had our own problems and we had our own evils. But today we're really facing the ultimate threat here with civilization, here with society, really, really in a big, big, big way. Hey, guys, my earpiece came unclipped. It's driving me crazy. So will somebody come? I don't know, maybe this is a new earpiece. It's just so long and it's super annoying. I've never seen a talk show host that's got like a two-foot-long earpiece. So I know you guys love this earpiece and everything. You told me this is the earpiece I ought to use. But it's just driving me absolutely insane. But let's go ahead and roll that video of the Commander-in-Chief Biden. What's some audio, please? Thanks. There you go. And he's just kind of stumbling along there towards the aircraft, and he looks like he's having trouble walking right there. He's got his little virtue signaling face diaper on and doesn't seem to know what planet he's on. And then as he goes up, he falls down twice, and he is losing weight extremely fast. No amount of amphetamines, no amount of blood transfusions are going to put the Crypt Keeper back together again. They all salute the guy that couldn't even get a crowd of 100 people at his events, who stole the election from Trump, who's got military surrounding everything, and he falls down three times. Three times. Can't even get back up, and then does his little ginger, I'm a cool lawyer thing. And then turns around and salutes everyone. So, you know what Joe Biden really is? Is he is the gravestone that marks the end of America. That's really what he is. America born July 4, 1776, died January 20th, 2021. And I don't say that with any relish. I don't say that with enjoyment. We have to admit the country is gone. And I'm going to cover that more after I take your calls. But China, again, just humiliated us in Alaska in a face-to-face with the administration. Putin just humiliated us because you've got this empty suit that can't even talk, that's shooting his mouth off and saying we're about to punish Russia with serious warlike rhetoric. And the average leftist is oblivious because they believe they can suspend the rules of the universe. They believe they can suspend common sense and justice and all of this. And just, this is what happens with these corporate heads that have been having everybody do what they say for decades. Remember the Deepwater Horizon. And this is one of the most important things I've ever said. Remember the Deepwater Horizon. And Kurt Russell did a great job. The point is that they made a movie out of it, and it's based off the court filings and the court hearings. And so I knew that when I saw the movie. I later learned that on the DVD, they actually had hours of the actual court testimony and actually watched the court testimony that I guess came out years after they had the trial. And they knew, the engineers knew that when they stop dumping concrete into the super deep gas well, that it would cause a blowout and a huge explosion. But the executives in London told the executives in D.C., You're spending $25 million a day putting concrete in there. They had dozens of ships a day delivering the concrete. They said, we're a huge, rich company. We just say don't put concrete in. And the mathematicians, the engineers said, it will blow up. And they said, we say you're wrong. And they follow the order, and they stop dumping the concrete in. And then another high-level manager got there, but he still wasn't an executive. Another engineer said, I don't care. My job's on the line. We're not doing this. Stopped it. Stopped the drilling until they were going to put more concrete in. They said, well, you know what? We're just going to do the pressure test now. Ordered the pressure test, and it blew up. You know what happened. And it's the same thing. Gates just did this. They couldn't get any government to approve the mRNA gene editing, which, of course, is a big deal. I mean, if they can really figure out how to go in and edit your genes and end cancer and do all this, it'll be the biggest thing since ever. It'll be bigger than fire, bigger than the wheel. This is playing God. This is lightning in a bottle. But they want to test it all on us, and it's extremely dangerous. And so they're now testing on billions of people. 16% of the U.S. population is vaccinated. I was reading the other day, they think over a billion people now worldwide have been vaccinated with a system that manipulates your DNA, and all the scientists admit it's super dangerous, and you spin the wheel, the weird stuff it can do, and it's already causing mass death. And it's the same thing. I mean, it's one thing to watch a movie where they actually use testimony and transcripts of what was said. But when I watched on the DVD hours of the actual hearings where they had the executives admitting, we don't know, we just thought the engineers were wrong, so we just said we'll save $27 million a day and not put concrete in the hole. And they're asking them, did you know it would blow up? And they're like, no, we just thought it wouldn't. It's like Chernobyl. It later came out that the Communist Party showed up. They said, you're not running this thing at full capacity. We're having power outages in the area. They said, listen, this reactor's got major problems. It needs to be fixed. And you cannot run these power tests at full power. There's a chance that it'll bring the reactor offline. Well, it didn't do that. It blew the damn thing up. So let me explain again. You get people that aren't engineers telling the engineers to do something they tell them is dangerous. And it didn't just take it offline. It blew up when they did it. And it's the same thing here. The engineers told them, this is going to blow up. And the bankers went, we're bankers, we're God, just do it. And so that's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm so concerned. Bill Gates and these guys have done something a billion times worse than the Deepwater Horizon and the BP's oil explosion, oil and gas explosion. They have jumped the shark at a level never before even imagined, and the death is insane. I know people that are dead from the shot. This office, everyone here knows people that got deathly ill or died. I'm going to open the phones up, the next segment, and you'll have the people call in. And we're just sitting here watching this while these crazy people do this. And it's like the FBI director going, there's no Antifa at the Capitol, even though they arrested a bunch of them. Or it's like, Pelosi came out again, and the Democrats came out again, and a bunch of them came out again and said, there is no such thing as Antifa. I mean, they're just constant. Who was it? So many of them. Who was the Democrat yesterday said there's no such thing as Antifa? I forget who it was now. It wasn't Nadler. He said that last year. But after everything we've seen and cities burning with Antifa leading it, another major Democrat came out and said it's a myth. I wanted to play the clip yesterday, and we never got to it. Who was it? Yeah, it was okay. It was Joy Behar. That's right. I mean, wow. This is just crazy. We'll be right back. I'll give it up.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Cava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tell us for the last 100 years that we're going to establish world government to carry out the orderly depopulation of the planet for no reason. They didn't prepare all these systems or produce thousands of movies promoting it or thousands of books because they were playing tiddlywinks. They mean business, and they mean to take full control of human civilization. They're not in full control yet, but they're getting damn close. A lot of people say, well, I'll just submit and go along with them, really. It's like the James Bond movie where they got him strapped down about to kill him with a laser. And he says, you expect me to talk? And he says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And so everybody can play along like you're part of the system. You're not. I just love how I told people about world government decades ago and how it was all being set up for medical tyranny to use a virus for a lockdown to build a post-human society. And I had the documents then, and people didn't want to believe me. And now, they don't even give me credit for having the documents, they think I'm like a prophet. I have sat there with senators and former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies and billionaires and you name it. And they literally go, how did you know all this? How did you predict it? How did you know they do lockdowns and use a virus? And they're just like, wow. And I'm like, it's in the damn documents. Now, granted, there's a lot of documents, but there's key documents and there's all the rest of the BS. Like, I'm getting a lot of calls and a lot of texts, and I'm seeing people say, Jones, why haven't you talked about this incel that went and shot the 8 people in Atlanta? Well, I mean, day one when I saw it, it was Jack Shacks, massage parlors, sex shops. I was like, it's probably some gang war or it's some incel. And once I saw the suspect, I go, my God, he looks like all the mass shooters. He's an incel. He hates women. Now, he's an incel that at least went and got, you know, service or whatever. And I'm not for the sex trade, but I'm just saying he at least went out and was doing something. But then he got mad that he was spending all his money on this. And so then he went and killed the women. That's not because they were Asian. You know, that's like Jack the Ripper was reportedly the crown prince. And he was mad at the hookers. So he went and killed a bunch of them. That was a white dude killing white women. You know, John's killing hookers is as old as the world, and it's wrong, and it's disgusting, and it's cowardly. But that's what happened. Instead, it's like, oh, there's a war on Asians. Well, look, I don't want to get into racial statistics because I love everybody, but let's talk about who's attacking the Asians. Because the Asians come in and build businesses and things in poor black areas, and resentment builds up, a lot of it unfounded, some of it founded, only because I have grew up in Dallas, and I love Asian folks too. I'm just saying some of the Asians in the places are rude, and the fights get started, and a lot of enmity begins, and the people's robbing the shops, and then everybody is treated bad, and then it turns into a fight. I mean, my goodness. I mean, the black folks are killing each other in those neighborhoods. So the fact they start killing the Asians, I mean, that's just what's going on. And it's a problem. But the media trying to turn this around and say there's an epidemic of white supremacists killing Asians. There was a video on CNN this morning of a homeless guy that tried to reportedly rob an Asian lady. And so she hit him, he hit them. And it was like, top story, white supremacist attacks old woman. And turns out he's a homeless mental patient. You know, a white homeless person in Seattle bit my cousin, who I was such good friends with, Jeffrey. I won't say his last name. And he went to give the homeless one homeless guy a 20, and the other homeless guy was so mad, bit his hand, he almost had to have his arm removed, and the infection ate his liver, and he died 6 months later from the homeless person that bit him. It was a white dude bit a white dude. So, yes, a literal, rabid homeless person in Seattle killed my cousin who worked for Microsoft. I was making $1 million a year, but he's dead now. So that's how all of this works, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the reality here. So any chance they can, oh my God, the white people are killing Asians. Let's pull up FBI crime statistics. They try to suppress these. Pull up white on Asian crime statistics. It basically doesn't exist. But there is an epidemic of black on Asian crime, and so the media has to cover that up, so they turn it into white on Asian crime. And out of 350 million people, an incel didn't go up and shoot up the high school because the girls didn't want him, didn't go shoot up the college because the girls didn't want him. He went and shot up the women that were sex workers. And, of course, the media doesn't make an issue about sex workers. But let me give you a little news flash. I've never done it, but I know a lot of people that have. You know, you saw the owner of the Patriots got in trouble for it. Do you know what those massage parlors are? Do you know what the lingerie modeling places are? Those are whorehouses. Yeah. And you go in there and you pay them $100, they do this. You pay them $300, they do that. That's what goes on at those places. Okay? I know a lot of famous people that are totally addicted to it and, like, do it 3 times a day. Like, I know a very famous person who's really cool, but I can't hang out with him because that's all he wants to do is go to Jack Shacks. And I'm not going to sit there eating a hamburger in the car while he's in a Jack Shack for 20 minutes. So that's what they are, folks. They're called Jack Shacks. And you pull up the incel that killed these women. I hope they execute his little ass. I hope they haul him up with piano wire. You're the little pervert. Look at him. You're the little pervert in your body armor and all the rest of it. It's a little commando that's mad at the women that you pay to service you. You're a pathetic maggot. But I will not turn in my guns because you did this. And the answer is, ladies, if you're running a whorehouse, you need to have a gunman there. But that's another thing about the Jack Shacks. They don't have pimps. They're run by women. And again, I'm not an aficionado, but I study everything, and I am an aficionado of crime. It's what I look into, and I've asked people to go to these things. They're all over. You can't swing a stick in Austin, not hit one. You know, the cars roll in the parking lot. I'm like, hey, are there pimps there? No, there's no pimps. It's run by the women. There's usually a cop car down the street. Well, let me tell you who runs the Jack Shacks. And, I mean, they busted a bunch of Austin captains years ago running them. They were running like 7 or 8 of them here in town. The police run the Jack Shacks. I mean, they get a little cut. I guess they get a little taste of the Jack Shack. But anyways, you've now got a little lore here on air about Jack Shacks, and I'm going to stop at that point. Let's get into serious issues now. Not Biden falling on his face, not any of that. I want to take an hour of your calls. For first-time callers, your story about the vaccine, did you take it? Did you love it? What happened to your loved ones? Was it wonderful? Was it terrible? Did your loved ones get sick? Did your loved ones sprout wings like a butterfly and fly around the room? All we got was negative hell yesterday, and every other show does this the same thing. And this is what Big Tech doesn't want anyone else to know. They are fighting around the clock to suppress this. But the evidence is all coming out, and they can't hide it, and they've got liability protection. They don't have liability protection from racketeering and their attempts to suppress people doing consumer reviews or talking about what's happened to them or talking about what has unfolded. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I know it's hard to talk about your family member that went into convulsions. It's hard to talk about what happened to you when you took it. It's hard to talk about your father that died or your mother. But we got the calls, and they were bone-chilling. And those videos are on band.video, and they're going viral. 3 or 4 videos from yesterday already have 200,000 to 400,000 views, and people are waking up. So we got to save people. We got to save people. We got to warn people. We have a responsibility to do this, especially because they're going to push and push and push and make it mandatory by next year. That's the goal. Once they get the sheeple inoculated, they're going to go, oh, people are still sick, not because the vaccine's causing illnesses, not because the vaccine's caused mutations, but because you haven't taken your inoculation. So we've got to fight this now. We've got to fight it now before the next phases go into place. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for being in the game. Thank you for not being a spectator. Thank you for tuning in. Because we're not going to mince words. We're not going to pull punches here. I'm frightened to take these calls. I mean, we had, three people call in whose family members died after they took the shots? I'd love to hear a bunch of calls. Everything went well. Didn't happen. And I'm looking at the news here. Man, I mean, there are so many deaths now. They admit thousands of deaths from the vaccine in the U.S. And they're like, well, that's a good price to pay. And the EU government goes, well, we've had a lot of deaths and a lot of problems, but it's overall the risk are outweighed by the benefit. But then separately, if you criticize the death, Big Tech goes, there are no deaths. You're banned off Twitter or Facebook. And that makes me really angry at Big Tech, really angry at Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai. What's really weird is, I'm not going to even go there. Let's just say this. These guys aren't in charge. And Jack Dorsey and others have directly told a very, very famous person I know, oh, we love Alex. He's good. Let him know we're really on his side. You know, the first time I got that message from Mark Zuckerberg, I didn't believe it. I'm like, Mark's going to show you. Go ahead and do your first Facebook mentions. and see what happens. And it got like 20 million views. They did that, folks. And then like a month later, well, you're not being very nice to Mark Zuckerberg. And imagine everybody else just takes it, because that's money. That's like counterfeit money. To just give somebody, let people have access to their viewers and let them have 20 million views. I mean, yeah, it would, people clicked on it, but they rigged that. But what's crazy is they try to force feed Joe Biden. He had 1,000 people watch him last night. So what I'm getting at here is they don't want this information on air. They hate you having a chance to call in. I love you having a chance. I'm very honored you're calling in. Jason and Christopher and Jason and Henry and Julie and Jason. I've got a lot of Jasons today. And Andrew. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Missouri. Jason, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Long time listener, first time caller, man. I've got a my business partner. His father-in-law took the Pfizer vaccine. He was in good health, mid-70s, Vietnam vet. Took the Pfizer vaccine. Within a week, he was got to the point where he couldn't hardly walk, couldn't hardly move. Went to the hospital, and within about 60 hours after that, he was he's dead.
Well, that's exactly what happens. That happened to my brother-in-law's father, who's a medical doctor. On the second shot, he became basically paralyzed, could barely get up or move, arms and legs paralyzed for several days. He came out of it. That's Guillain-Barré. What effect has this had on the people that watched this happen?
They're to the point they were asleep before I've tried to wake them up. It's a constant battle in my house. My wife is a nurse practitioner, so obviously it's a constant battle between us and them. But they're waking up now. They're starting to listen to InfoWars. I've been telling them, you know, you need to look at all this information. They started following Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and really starting doing their own research, and they're like, no, nobody in our family is going to do this. And I warned them as well, the VA is piggybacking shots. So if they get to that point, you had a caller yesterday talking about how her dad was threatened with losing his military or his VA care. I'm a contractor. I went like an idiot. I always got my tetanus shot. And I went to the VA to get the local VA, and I went to get my tetanus shot. After I got the shot, I was looking at the little paper they give you, you know, to show what they've done and all that stuff. And it said on there, MMR with tetanus. And I was like, I only got one shot. You've got MMR down here. She said, no, we piggyback them. We're starting to mix the shot. We piggyback.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that causes the autism. You never want to mix them.
Right. And I went, they escorted me out because I went absolutely insane. I said, I never did consent to this. This is wrong. This is illegal. You cannot give me an injection without me consenting to it. But that could be a new avenue that they try to approach with the VA, with people not wanting to get their shots or this.
That's right. I agree with you. Hey, listen, Trump's gone now, and I hope he can get control of the Republican Party for America First. And I think he's a good guy overall, but he's doubled down on the vaccines and basically does what Fauci tells him now, when Fauci was one of his biggest enemies. Is that a disappointment for you, Jason?
It's a huge disappointment. I've had my front of my house hit with bottles. I've had all kinds of stuff in my neighborhood. My neighborhood has turned. We moved into my neighborhood, really nice middle class, upper middle class neighborhood. We moved into this place 2 years ago. When we moved in, it was very conservative, all red. And then all of a sudden, all the license plates that started seeing people moving in was all Chicago, or was from all Illinois, New York, Michigan, California.
You know, that's what's crazy. They flee what they've done and bring it with them. They're so dumb.
I argue with them about all the time, it makes me angry that like you talk about being persecuted for standing up for Trump. I was a member of the Proud Boys. I was at all of the rallies. I was standing and fighting with Antifa. I was doing all of this stuff, and I was defending Trump. And then to hear him come out and do this stuff, which, like I said, like you say, I'm not a cult follower. I don't believe, he's God. I disagreed with a lot of the stuff he did, a lot of the stuff. But he was still overall, in the overall picture, he was better for this country than anybody we've ever had in that seat.
I hear you. Maybe he should come out and fully endorse the vaccine as reverse psychology, and then the Democrats won't take it. Thank you so much, Jason. Let's talk to Devin in Texas. Devin, tell us what you've witnessed with these loving gene therapies.
Oh man, it's terrifying, man. But let me first start off with, I'm a new listener. I'm so glad that your show's on the air, and you know, just having that platform kind of gives me hope for what's actually going on out here. So I was at work, and I get a text message from my grandmother saying that my mom's in the hospital. And she told me she felt like she was having a heart attack with this vaccine. I wasn't sure exactly which one she took. I think it's a Moderna. But yeah, I just advise people do not take this garbage. Do not take this garbage, please, for the love of God. This is not for the people.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, give us more details of what unfolded.
So I don't, all I got was over text was that she was having, she got a, like, shaking. She was shaking, and she's out of the hospital now, but she still feels bad. She's still feeling the after effects. And
was that the first shot or the second shot?
That was the first one. So
let me tell you this: is life and death. So many people are in Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness, and also normalcy bias, that they can't admit they were screwed over. So if you have a violent reaction to the first shot, I know people that have worked in the State Department, contractors, a lot of people take a lot of shots, and they'll tell them, if you have a bad reaction to a shot, particularly certain types, you can never even take vaccines again, period. It's like if you've been stung by a bee and have an allergic response, you better carry an EpiPen with you. Once you have the response, it only gets worse. The fact that she got sick on the first one, this is the second one when you have the real event showing you're, quote, immune to it. That means it'll probably kill her if she takes it again. Is she planning to take the second shot?
Oh, no, I really hope not. I've been trying to tell my family this for a month now, and I told them, look, don't get the vaccine. Don't take the shot. Please don't do it.
What did they say once this happened? Did it wake them up?
I hope so, Alex. I hope so.
Well, tell them this. If they're going to go ahead and kill her, take insurance out on her. And I'm not being sarcastic. It's legalized murder. You should just take out a lot of insurance on your family member and then just kill their ass with the vaccine. You'll be protected. Appreciate you, sir. And I'm not even being sarcastic. I am, but I'm not. I mean, if we're going to just start killing the old people, then all of you ought to go ahead and take out insurance on granddaddy or grandma, because that's who it's killing. The British government 2 months ago banned giving it to 75 and up. All right. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start the next hour. I'm going right back to your calls. 877-789-2539, specifically on this. Briefly, we don't have the store-wide free shipping anymore because the storable food and stuff is just too big a cost. We can't do it and operate. But we do have it on select best-selling items, free shipping, super mega blowout sale. All these items except for BrainForce Plus, it just came back in, are selling out. BrainForce Plus we got a lot of. It's not selling out yet, but it's 50% off and free shipping. But the BrainForce Plus is there. ProstaGuard's selling out, but we're still doing 50% off. VasoBeat's selling out, 50% off. Alpha Power selling out, 50% off. Dr. Jones Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, amazing, 50% off, free shipping. The mouthwash, same thing. Dr. Jones Extra Strength Kava Chill, regular strength, both those 50% off, free shipping. All Embrix Essentials, the all-natural organic deodorant, shampoo, body wash, a full line of essential oils, deodorant, and three different hand sanitizers that are totally natural essential oils. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.